here. I think people are beginning to feel that festival is getting closer, and now that it's the first day of spring, it's bound to be right around the corner, and it is, of course, the last weekend in April. But so many things that people can do right now to interact with festival, and some great events coming up very soon as well. One of the things that people can do now is become a volunteer. And I know we've mentioned that a few times when April and Brad have come in the past, but I think people can actually sign up now to volunteer. Okay, they don't have to just think about it.
Yep.
They
right.
can actually become a volunteer.
Absolutely.
And it's so interesting to hear over time, as I've interviewed people from Festival, how many of you have gotten started at Festival through volunteering over time. And that really says a lot about the spirit of the festival and just what it does to really capture people's interest and loyalty to the festival.
Absolutely.
So it can be a really great experience. So what kinds of festival volunteer opportunities are there, Stephen?
Anything and everything. You
All
name
right.
it. We've kind of pitched ourselves this year as asking the community to kind of own this moment with mm-hmm. us. And, you know, it doesn't stop with donations and sponsorships. Obviously, we need thousands of volunteers to put this event on every year. Everything from pouring drinks to recycling to artist hospitality, you name it. So mm-hmm. if you have an interest in being involved in any way, shape, or form, we can absolutely find a place for you.
And in addition to just the practical considerations, if you do need someone to pour that drink or you do need someone
right.
to, what does it do for festival goers to see so many community volunteers? What does that give the festival? What sort of feeling does that give it?
I can speak from my own personal experience. I was one of those people who started, mm-hmm. You know, as an avid festival goer back in college, and a good friend of mine who's now our executive director, Scott Feehan, used to volunteer, and he would always try to recruit us to volunteer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we always kind of felt like, oh, I'm not really crazy about doing that. I don't want to enjoy a festival.
Mm-hmm.
Then he eventually got onto the board, and then it changed from he wanted us to volunteer to you are going to
you
volunteer. So the first year that I did
yeah.
it, I did it reluctantly, but had the time of my life, and I was hooked ever since. So I've been doing this for probably 10 years now or so, and, you know, started by taking one shift pouring mm-hmm. drinks, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
10 years later, I'm the president of the board. So it's definitely sunk into it.
So what was it that hooked you about it, doing that, interacting?
The community, honestly. Mm-hmm, it just mm-hmm. Being part of something bigger than yourself and just kind of seeing all the different moving parts come together in the end to put on, you know, a spectacular event is really something that, at least for me, I'm very proud to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. So you really got to see behind the scenes and realize that great effort and family that gets created with
Absolutely.
All the volunteers.
It gives you a different perspective for sure, yeah.
Right.
I think it's what makes us unique.
Mm-hmm. And I think from the festival goer perspective, it's very evident that the people who are working in all of these different areas that you're mentioning are doing it because they love it. This is
yes.
not something they were just assigned to do or
sure.
hired to do, or they're really doing it because they're very committed and love what they're doing as volunteers.
Definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's evidenced. I think every year we have mm-hmm. a volunteer shirt that everyone that puts in a shift gets mm-hmm. a free shirt, and they're always mm-hmm. some vibrant colors. So, yeah, if you walk around, mm-hmm. you know who's involved. And,
that's right. And people keep those shirts for years.
Sure.
They're very proud of those.
They do, yeah.
You know, from 20 years ago, they've got this shirt that showed that
That's
they
correct.
Volunteered. And again, so many of you continuing to work, becoming a part of the board, and really making a vital difference in how the festival is run. So volunteering is very important. I know you all stress about how easy it is to become a volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have a special page on your website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can sign up right online and, you know, it's festivalinternational.org/volunteer. And, you know, to become a volunteer, it doesn't require a ton of time. I think 3 hours is the minimum shift.
Correct.
You know, so if you're not sure, if you've never volunteered before and you're busy, you know, we're all busy, you can just sign up for 3 hours on a Friday afternoon. And, you know, if you really have a blast and you decide, hey, you know what, I want to do this for the rest of festival
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
throughout the weekend, you can go right to the volunteer center and sign up for more shifts, or, you know, you can sign up every day. You know, I know that especially for Stephen and a lot of the guys that are on our board, the whole group of them used to sign up together and they would work in the same area. And, you know, you hang out with your friends all weekend and, You know?
Yeah, that's another really good way to get involved. If you're not sure, you're a little nervous, you've never done it before, you don't know maybe many people on the board or anything, get your office mates or some club that you're in, a youth group that you're in, and volunteer. Because I think there are high school students even who volunteer
together. There's several groups that volunteer, as April said, you know, as a group in a specific area, and they get to enjoy it, you know, as a group. It's a
all
lot of
together,
fun.
Yeah. And as you're mentioning, it's not just that people are busy, but they don't want to miss any of festivals. You know, and somehow they might think that volunteering, they miss something, but
that's where all the good stuff is.
That's where the good stuff is.
That's what I thought my first year and realized I was missing out by not volunteering.
And then there are lots of times, like you could volunteer, you know, Saturday at noon or something, and then you've got all Saturday night. So lots of really good times to choose from to do those 3 hours if you just want to get started.
Yeah, and I tell my friends, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to volunteer. I'm like, listen, you're most of the time, depending on what area you sign up for, but if you're in a tent, you're sitting in the shade, your friends come to you, like you get a shirt, like that is the way to do it, you know.
Those are great points.
You can find yourself close to the music. I mean, you really can find your place where you don't miss anything.
Yeah. Right. And you also get to really observe all of the different people who are at the festival, you know, rather than everything just passing as a blur. Yeah. You talk with them and you interact with them as well.
And we have a lot of volunteers that travel from out of state just to volunteer. And they are committed people. And so that it also gives you an opportunity to meet a lot of different people from all over the country and the world that come to Festival International to volunteer that you may not otherwise get a chance to hang out with.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. We had 48 continental states were represented last year, as well as 25 different countries. So it's an eclectic blend of people for sure.
Now, some people may worry that if you're working with any of the artists, you have to know another language. I mean, that might help a bit. But, you know, if you wanted to work in any capacity around the artists, do you have to know another language?
No, not at all. Okay. Obviously, it would help. But no, we definitely have translators and whatnot for the artists who don't speak English.
And what volunteer opportunities are there working with some of the artists? I know you need drivers sometimes. You need what?
Transportation, Musicians Village Cafe, Artist Hospitality, security. You can even have a chance to get to meet some of the artists, just depending on where you end up, you know. So there are different opportunities to get to work with those
I would think artists. Some people might find that very fascinating, to be really close to some of the musicians and artists and get to talk with them a bit if they can.
Yeah, and the area, like we've got some areas at the hotel where the artists stay, and that's kind of where most of our really long-term, super committed volunteers work. Because, you know, The drawback is that you're not on site at festival,
but you're
at the hotel
to those artists.
You're seeing them come in, come out. You're meeting them on a personal level, and I think that's probably one of the best kept volunteer secrets.
Sure. And again, it's 3 hours. You know, you don't have to miss the entire festival. If you hang out at the hotel for 3 hours, you get to see that portion of it and make your way on over later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think one of the aspects of volunteering that people have really appreciated is the fact that you can volunteer on site. You know, that obviously you want people to sign up ahead of time, but if they had such a great time with that 3 hours, they can volunteer.
We won't turn anyone away.
No. So you can add to your hours if you're there and you realize how much fun it was or that you have extra time. Where do you go on the festival grounds to do that?
We do have a volunteer center. It's located at the corner of Lee and Jefferson, right? Is that word?
Yeah.
Kind of by the Fado Do stage. There's a big tent, big sign, kind of hard to miss, but you can go and, you know, if you've already signed up to volunteer, and, you know, that's where you go to pick your shirt up and to check in. And if you want to go back to the volunteer center to add to your shifts or sign up for another time, then that's where you do
really
it too.
Really easy for people to do that. So I know everyone appreciates
it. An air conditioned tent with refreshments and whatnot. So we try to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah. You know, we laugh when we see photos, I guess, of, you know, the Old South a number of years ago, and it always says on the windows, air conditioning. Right. And we think, oh, well, that's old fashioned, but it's really still very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So people can go to that volunteer site on your website and find a list of all of the opportunities there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good place to go.
Yeah, and one of the new things I think that we've added is that you can see what areas still have a lot of open slots. Mm-hmm. So that if you don't really care where you volunteer, or you just kind of want to volunteer where there's not a ton of demand, then you can go and see which areas still need volunteers and, you know, make your choice based on that.
And that's a huge help to festival as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just look for those spaces where you might be needed most.
Yeah.
That'd be a huge help. And again, get people you know, your neighborhood. You know, your social club, your church, or whatever, and they can come and help out with you on that day. So lots of information on the website, and I think you have kind of a special for people who volunteer.
Yeah.
They can find out mm-hmm. about that,
this
too.
This is something that we added this year. You know, we've been talking about the festival pass, and it sort of gives you access to certain comforts. So we are offering a special rate for people that volunteer. So as soon as you sign up to volunteer, you get a code that you can go and apply for that.
So if you're not volunteering 50 hours for the week and getting into that air conditioning all the time, you can you can find out more about the festival pass there. Now, one thing that you are still working on and you're hoping any day to have up and running now is the mobile app. And tell us about that. I'm sure some people have used it in the past, but for those people who have not, what does it allow them to do?
It's essentially the festival guide on your phone.
Okay.
So we have a lot of information. We're hoping that in about 2 weeks we'll be launching it. You know, so we want everyone to kind of stay tuned into our social media accounts and check your email inboxes for the announcement that we'll be releasing that. But it kind of gives you, you know, the lineup is there. You can listen to samples of the artists. You can build your own schedule. And my favorite feature of the mobile app is that you can go in and build your own schedule, and then it syncs to the calendar on your phone. So if you really know that you want to see Macumba and you don't want to forget, then you can favorite it in the mobile app, and it'll tell you on your calendar. You get a 15-minute reminder that, hey, you know, Macumba's going on tonight in 15
very
minutes.
Useful.
Yeah.
Especially when you get to hanging out with friends at the festival and then realize, oh, you missed that group.
And
that
you know, there's so much music to see that, you know, you can no longer just wander around and sort of discover a band because there's just
so
much going
on.
Yeah. So a lot of hardcore festival fans will like go through the schedule and pick out who they want to see and what night they want to see it. And then you can go through the mobile app and favorite each of those shows and build your own custom schedule based on what your availability is, so that you don't miss the things that you really know you want to see.
Okay, so that should be coming soon, and people can keep in touch about that on your Facebook page or website, and you'll send them a notice about when the mobile app is up and running. If you are just tuning in, my guests are with Festival International de Louisiane, April Corville, and President of the Festival Board, Stephen Gobert, who's been volunteering for a long time and been on the board and is now the President of the Board. And what would you, I know that you all are really stressing this year, you want people, it's the 31st anniversary, I think, of Festival.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're really hoping that people kind of remember the roots of festival,
sure.
I think. And so give us this, just in closing, what do you want people to think about? Why,
sure.
why is that your focus this year?
Well, this year we're going to return to our roots somewhat in the sense that we want to not only promote international music, but also food and culture and the arts. So in conjunction with that, we have several theater performances, plays. There is... also a section on our website, festivalinternational.org/events.
Comedy shows.
Yeah, it's a
puppet
wide,
slams.
Exactly. Some culinary events.
So a full palette
of
culture.
A lot of international flair.
Yeah.
Well, and again, yes, going back to the roots and the original mission to really present culture in all of its forms, including music as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know we'll have you back before festival. So much to talk about. And I know that you have a couple events. I think we have a time to just briefly mention those coming up on April 14th
Correct.
For people to think about.
Yep. So that's going to be our Festival Friday kickoff night. We've got one kickoff event that is happening at Vermilionville. It's an Italian artist, Zucchero, and he he's performed with Sting and Miles Davis and a lot of really well-known artists. And if you want to support Festival, we have 10 tickets available that you can purchase right through an event on our Facebook page and our website. And then also at Jefferson Street Pub, we have Big Sam's Funky Nation, which is also the same night. And that'll be kind of a kickoff party as well. And I do think that, you know, they're going to be selling tickets at the door for that. So
you can start enjoying Festival now by volunteering and then looking forward to these musical events that will happen in mid-April. Well, thank you so much, both of you, April Corville, Stephen Gobert, again, president of the Festival Board, for letting us know more about Festival and all the ways that we can participate in and really bring it back to its community roots.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
What's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Festival of the Arts continues throughout this month. Tonight is the fashion show, the College of the Arts fashion show that will be at the ACA at 7 o'clock this evening, and many other events you can find out on the College of the Arts website. And continuing this week, the Talented Program will have lots of performances. On Wednesday, there will be an instrumental recital at 6 and a string recital at 7:30. That will be at Cité Des Arts. The UL Lafayette Women's Conference will take place this Wednesday, March 22nd, in the Student Union. For more information or to register, the website is diversity.louisiana.edu. And at the Hilliard University Art Museum on Wednesday, there will be a film screening and question and answer period about women, art, revolution. That will be at 6 o'clock at the Hilliard Museum. And in Lake Charles at McNeese on Thursday, there will be a film shown in Baker Auditorium on the campus, and that is Saint-Laurent, and that will be on the 23rd. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org. In just a moment, we will be joining NPR's All Things Considered.
Support for KRVS comes from Louisiana Connections Academy, a tuition-free online public charter school serving students grades K through 12 throughout Louisiana. Louisiana Connections Academy helps students maximize their potential and meet the highest performance standards through an individualized program of study. For enrollment information, the number is 1-800-382-6010. The website, louisianaconnectionsacademy.com.
We're Cody and Danny Hills, and we're scouring the land of the rising sun to bring you the best in Japanese rock music. Catch us every Monday night at 11 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 3 a.m. on Japan Jukebox, right here on KRVS 88.7 FM.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public.